Matita madgata prana bodhiyanta parasparam katayantascha maunityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. Can you give the translation? You're lost. Can anyone give the translation? Go on, say it loudly so everyone can hear.
In
Hrvatsky.
Moj čisti bhakte uvijek
nalaze veliku zadovoljstvo.
Da, njihova života su posvećena mojoj službi i uvijek razgovaraju o meni i rasvjetljavaju jedne druge i u tome nalazi veliko transcendentalno zadovoljstvo i blaženost.
Can everyone hear? Ask in a loud voice.
Da li neko?
Da li ste svi čuli?
Da li ste svi čuli?
Okay. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that when devotees come together, they discuss about Krishna.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur kaže da kada se bhakte susretnu, kada se nađu, oni razgovaraju o Krishni.
They discuss about their various realizations.
Razgovaraju o različitim realizacijama koje imaju u tom pogledu.
Usually when people meet each other, they say, "How are you?"
Obično kada se ljudi sretnu, pitaju jedni druge, kako ste?
But in the Bengali Vaishnav culture that I've seen, they ask, are you, I don't know how to translate it, are you situated nicely in your devotional service?
Međutim, u bengalskoj kulturi u kojoj sam imao prilike upoznati, ljudi kada se sretnu, pitaju jedni drugi nešto u smislu da li si sretno situiran u duhovnom životu.
So is your devotional service going on nicely?
Da li vaš duhovni život ide dobro?
Anyone like to give some reply?
Da li bi neko želio reći nešto vezano uz to?
Well, there's another thing. Narottam Das says that apana bhajana kot. This is the Bengali saying is apni ki bhajane kushale achen. Are you situated nicely in your bhajan?
Postoji druga izreka koja dolazi u Narottam Das Thakura također na Bengaliju, koja kaže da li si sretno situiran u svojoj bhajani.
We usually think of bhajan as singing, but the broader meaning is devotional service.
Obično podrazumijamo
personal devotional service.
Obično pod terminom bhajan podrazumijamo pjevanje. Međutim, šire značenje riječi bhajana je osobno predano služenje.
So Narottam Das says apana bhajana kata na kahibo jata tata, that we're not supposed to talk about our personal devotional service here and there to everyone.
I stoga Narottam Das Thakur kaže da mi ne bismo trebali govoriti svakome sve o svom osobnom duhovnom životu.
I'm chanting 64 rounds daily.
Mantram 64 kruga svaki dan.
I follow Ekadashi without taking a drop of water even.
Slijedim Ekadashi ne uzimajući pri tome niti kap vode.
I'm becoming very humble.
Postao sam veoma.
I just wanted to let you know.
Želim samo da to znaš.
So we're not supposed to say like this.
Toga mi ne bismo trebali imati takav stav.
But nako hibo jota tota, not to anybody and everybody here and there.
Ne bilo kome, bilo gdje, bilo kada.
But among devotees we can discuss.
No, među bhaktama možemo diskutirati o tome.
What is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says? Bhakati vinod krishna bhajane anukul paijaha pratidi boshe parama shuke shikara kareya taha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, whatever I find is favorable in devotional service, anukul paijaha, every day I am accepting in my life, very happily.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže u jednoj od svojih pjesama da što god nađe da je dobro za njegov duhovni život, da on to svakog dana usvaja vrlo radosno i sretno u svoj duhovni život.
This comes in that song, Shuddha Bhakata Charanarena.
To su stihovi iz pjesme Shuddha Bhakata.
Where he's discussing all his daily activities of devotional service.
U toj pjesmi on opisuje sve svoje aktivnosti.
Tulasi deki jurai pran madhava toshani jani. Just by seeing Tulsi, I feel very satisfied because I know that Tulsi is gives great satisfaction to Madhava, Krishna.
Tako u toj pjesmi kaže da svaki dan kada vidi Tulasi, on u svome srcu osjeća veliko zadovoljstvo, znajući pri tome da Tulasi devi pruža veliku sreću i zadovoljstvo Madhavi.
You're all worshiping Tulsi at home?
Da li svi vi obožavate Tulsi kod kuće?
No. Oh, you're losing great opportunity.
Propuštate jako dobru priliku.
Anyone is doing? Anyone's worshiping Tulsi, keeping Tulsi?
Mataji, she said that her daughter Nityananda Shakti keeping Tulasi at her home in London.
In London, yeah. You can keep in your home in Zadar also.
Možete držati Tulasi također u Zadru u svojoj kući.
Tulsi is Krishna Bhakti Pradayini. That means she's the giver of Krishna Bhakti.
Tulasi je ona koja podaruje Krishna Bhakti.
Pradayini. She's very enthusiastically giving.
Ona veoma entuzijastično to daje.
In fully giving.
Puno daje, potpuno daje.
Puna, that's Purana, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So, you can worship Tulsi at home?
Možete obožavati Tulsi kod kuće.
Tulasi Krishna Prayasi, she's very dear to Krishna.
Ona je veoma draga Krishna.
Jeto ma sharan loi tara vancha purna hoy. Whoever takes shelter of Tulsi, their desires are fulfilled.
Kogod jednom uzme utočište Tulasi, njegove želje bivaju ispunjene.
And Tulsi makes the worshipper of her a resident of Vrindavan.
A onoga koje obožava Tulsi učini stanovnikom Vrindavana.
So what else does Bhaktivinoda say? Mridanga bad shunite man. Ananda hridaya. Abhasha shada jace. He says, I always desire the opportunity to hear the sound of the mridanga.
Bhaktivinoda kur dalje kaže u toj pjesmi da ga jako veseli raduje.
So these are the very simple, pleasing and purifying activities of devotional service.
Stoga to su veoma jednostavne, radosne i aktivnosti pune zadovoljstva.
So let's have a look, see what else is there. Well, the first, Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Bhajana Anukul, taking shelter in the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees, is the first item mentioned. That is most favorable for advancing in Krishna consciousness.
U prvoj crti svoje pjesme Bhaktivinoda Thakur govori kako uzimanje prašine sa lotosovih stopala čistih bhakta gospodina Krishne je jako važno i treba biti.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given very important instructions in all aspects of devotional service.
On također daje mnoge instrukcije u svim pogledima duhovnog života.
About sadhu sangha, he's given a lot of information how to recognize who is sadhu, who we should associate with.
U pogledu sadhu sangha, on isto tako daje puno uputstava kako prepoznat ko je istinski sad.
And especially Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, it's like almost half his mission was just sorting out between who's a devotee and who's not a devotee.
A osobito Bhakti Siddhanta je pola svog života posvetio tome da sortira ko je bhakta, a ko nije bhakta.
Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that association with devotees doesn't mean to go and talk with them about what is the price of rice in the bazaar.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur također govori o tome da družiti se s bhaktama ne znači otići u društvo bhakta i onda razgovarati sa njima o tome kolika je cijena riže na tržnici.
My stomach is much better than it used to be. Good medicine I'm taking.
Ili o tome da govorimo kako je naš stomak puno bolje nego prije, jer smo našli neki novi lijek.
This is not the subject to discuss with sadhus.
To nije tema o kojoj diskutiramo sa sadhuima.
But we should discuss some topics which are valuable for our spiritual advancement.
Već bismo trebali u takvom društvu diskutirati teme koje su vrijedne za naš duhovni život.
Satang prasangam amavirya sangvido bhavanti karna rasayana kataha tajoshanad ashvapavarga vartmani shadha ratir bhaktir anushkamishyati. This is one of the most quoted verses about sadhu sangha.
Ovo je jedan od najcitiranijih stihova o sadhu sangha.
In which Lord Kapila Dev says that in the association of devotees, discussion about the glories of myself, Lord Kapila Dev says.
U kojem gospodin Kapila Dev govori o tome. Can you please repeat the last part?
Discussion about myself, Lord Kapila Dev says, about my glories.
Da diskutiranje o njemu samome, gospodin Kapila Dev kaže.
It's very pleasing to the ears and the heart.
Je veoma ugodno ušima i srcu.
It's rasayana kata, it's nourishing discussions.
To je okrepljujuća diskusija.
Bhakti needs nourishment.
Bhakti znači
naša bhakti treba.
Yeah.
Naša bhakti treba
tu vrstu okrepljenja.
Just like we need food for the body, we need harikata for the soul.
Kao što trebamo hranu za naše tijelo, tako trebamo tu harikata za našu dušu.
So by regularly discussing harikata, then we advance on the path of Krishna consciousness.
Tako svakodnevno njegujući tu harikata, mi postepeno napredujemo na putu predanog služenja.
And our faith, our taste, and ultimately pure devotional service develop one after the other.
I postepeno naša vjera, ukus i konačno predano služenje povećavaju se jedno sa drugim.
Bhakata seva, serving devotees, paramasiddhi, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Sorry, paramasiddhi means the topmost perfection.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže da je služenje Vaishnava najviše savršenstvo života.
It is the root of the creeper of love of Krishna.
Kaže da je to korijen milosti creeper.
So this association with devotees is so much important.
Tako da je to druženje sa bhaktama jako važno.
Shripad Ramanujacharya says that if you can't do anything else, if you feel yourself so incapable, I'm just completely useless.
Shripad Ramanujacharya kaže ako se osjećate u potpunosti nesposobni, beskorisni, u nesposobni da bilo šta učinite.
Just go and sit somewhere near devotees, that's all. Don't do anything, just sit. Don't say anything, don't do anything, just sit.
Samo otiđite negdje u blizinu gdje su bhakte i samo tamo sjednite. Nemojte ništa govoriti, nemojte ništa činiti. Samo sjednite tamo.
Just by their association, you'll be purified.
Samo zahvaljujući njihovom društvu, biti ćete pročišćeni.
Of course, they won't let you sit for very long.
Naravno, oni vas neće pustiti da jako dugo sjedite.
They say, what are you doing just sitting there? Do some service.
Jer oni će reći, šta to radiš, samo sjediš tu. Digni se i napravi neku službu.
That is their mercy.
I to je njihova milost.
To be engaged in service.
Biti uključen u službu.
Then, so many points Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, observance of Ekadashi.
Toliko mnogo različitih poanti Bhaktivinoda Thakur opisuje.
Visiting holy places.
Posjećivanje svetih mjesta.
We don't really have much in the way of holy places in Croatia yet.
Mi još uvijek nemamo u Hrvatskoj puno svetih mjesta za obilaženje.
But we require to have many temples of Krishna consciousness in every town and village.
No svakako je prijeko potrebno da imamo u svakom gradu i selu Krišnine hramove.
It might be a little premature to have one in Zadar, to think of having a temple in Zadar at the moment.
Možda bi bilo malo pretjerano razmišljati da imamo jedan takav hram u Zadru.
Although you never know, they just started again in Sarajevo after 5 years of having no proper temple.
No nikada se ne zna, upravo su u Sarajevu nakon 5 godina počeli graditi novi hram.
And it makes a lot of difference.
I unijeli su mnogo promjena u tom.
Devotees can go and take part in service and there's every day kirtans.
Bhakte mogu otići tamo svaki dan, raditi službu, sudjelovati u kirtanu.
Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself was the pioneer of the pure devotional movement in the modern age. He was very interested that every home become a temple.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je na neki način bio pionir u modernom propovjedanju svjesnosti Krišne. On je imao viziju da svaka kuća, svaki dom postane Krišnin hram.
And actually in this song he's describing how his home is the spiritual world.
I zapravo u ovoj pjesmi on opisuje kako je on svoj dom, svoju kuću učinio duhovnim svijetom.
Jedina grihe bhajana deki grihete goloka bhai. In my home as I perform all these activities, taking charanamrita, worshipping the deities, etc., I see that my home is transformed into Golok Vrindavan.
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur opisuje kako vršeći sve te djelatnosti u svojoj kući, izvodeći kirtane, uzimajući charanamritu, on vidi kako se čitava atmosfera promijenila i kako nalikuje atmosferi Goloka Vrindavana.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once related about Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur jednom pričao o Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
That about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he was overseeing the construction of his house in Calcutta.
Kako je Bhaktivinoda Thakur nadgledao gradnju njihove kuće u Calcutta.
Which is called Bhakti Bhavan, the house of devotion.
Koja se naziva Bhakti Bhavan, kuća predanosti.
So he used to stand overseeing all with his bead bag in his hand and overseeing all the work.
On bi stajao tamo na gradilištu sa džapom u ruci i nadgledao bi sve te radnike i rad koji se.
And he was very involved in all the activities with great enthusiasm.
I bio je uključen s velikim entuzijazmom u sve što se zbivalo tamo.
So, as is typical, when there is someone engaged in pure devotional activity, there'll be many people ready to criticize.
I kao što je to već uobičajeno, kada je neko uključen u čisto predano služenje, biti će mnogo ljudi koji će kritizirati takvu osobu.
And they presumed that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the hypocrite rascals. They're all rascals.
Onda su ti neki ljudi stvorili sliku, pretpostavljali su da je Bhaktivinod Thakur neka vrsta prevaranta.
Because he spoke and wrote so much about pure devotional service.
Jer on je toliko pisao i govorio o čistoj službi.
But here he is so enthusiastic to build a house for his family.
A s druge strane tu je stajao vrlo entuzijastičan i gradio tu kuću za sebe i svoju obitelj.
And they sarcastically commented, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate, so they sarcastically commented that he should be transferred from the justice department of the government to the public works department. Public works means that does construction, building roads and all this kind of thing.
I onda su te osobe koje su imali kritičan stav sarkastično govorili, s obzirom da je Bhaktivinoda Thakur imao je magisterij i radio u pravosuđu, sarkastično su govorili da bi s pravosuđa trebao preći u službu javnog graditeljstva u neke komunalce.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that when I see that this place is being constructed for the service of devotees, then my enthusiasm in devotional service increases.
No, Bhaktivinoda Thakur je rekao, kada vidim ovo mjesto kako se gradi i podiže, onda moj entuzijazam raste, jer to je mjesto na kome će Bhakti izvoditi svoje predano služenje.
So many times Gorky Shodas Babaji Maharaj would call, "My Prabhu Bhaktivinod," he would say.
Toliko puta je Gorky Shodas Babaji znao reći, "Moj Prabhu Bhaktivinod."
So you come and join me in Navadvip. We'll do bhajan together.
Pridruži mi se u Navadvipu i zajedno ćemo provoditi bhajan.
You leave that world of Maya, meaning Calcutta.
Ostavi taj svijet iluzije Maje koji živiš u Calcutta.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur would send back a message that giving his blessings to Gorky Shodas Babaji Maharaj and informing him that the place where I live is not the material world.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur bi mu nazad poslao poruku u kojoj bi pisalo da mjesto na kojem on živi nije materijalni svijet.
Actually, the pure devotees, they never live in this material world.
Zapravo, čisti bhakte gospodina, oni nikada ne žive u materijalnom svijetu.
They have no relationship with this material world.
Oni nemaju ništa sa ovim materijalnim svijetom.
We'll find so many songs in this collection. Sharanagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, the pros or the path of taking shelter.
Možemo naći toliko pjesama u ovoj zbirci Bhaktivinoda. Sharanagati, uzimanje puta predanosti.
The path of taking shelter.
Path of taking uzimanje puta utočišta. Put uzimanja utočišta.
In which he expresses as if he's an ordinary conditioned soul.
U kojima se on definira i izražava kao obična uvjetovana duša.
Amar jibon sada pape rata nahika punyara lesh. He said, in my life I'm always attached to sinful activities. There's not even a trace of piety.
I on u tim pjesmama govori kako u njegovom životu nema ni tračka predanosti i kako je uvijek uključen u materijalne aktivnosti.
Vidda bilashe katainu kal paramashahoshayan. In the pleasure of taking pleasure in acquiring mundane knowledge, I pass so much time with great enthusiasm, I guess, or something like that. With great enthusiasm.
Govori o tome kako s velikim entuzijazmom provodi puno vremena stičući materijalno znanje.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is expressing as if he's a materialistic person who later came to Krishna consciousness and became purified.
On govori o sebi u kontekstu osobe koja je došla u dodir sa svjesnošću Krišne i postepeno postala.
We should understand that this category of devotee, there's, even though it appears from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life that he was a conditioned soul, there's no question of him being a conditioned soul.
Iako se može činiti svega toga, naizgled da je Bhaktivinoda Thakur uvjetovana duša, on nije ni blizu toga, on jako daleko.
No one but a very intimate associate, actually of Srimati Radharani, can write so much and so exactly on the line of pure devotional service.
Samo intimni pratilac Srimati Radharani može pisati toliko i tako precizno na temu čistog predanog služenja.
Once a devotee was speaking of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. Once a devotee, disciple of Prabhupada, was talking about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the presence of Srila Prabhupada.
Jednom je jedan učenik u prisustvu Srila Prabhupada govorio o Bhaktivinoda Thakuru.
And Srila Prabhupada said that that I'm nothing in comparison with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
A Srila Prabhupada na to odgovorio, ja sam ništa u usporedbi sa Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
But we should understand that Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, these are all eternal associates of the Supreme Lord.
A trebali bismo razumjeti da su sve te duše Bhaktivinoda Thakur i drugi vječni intimni bratioci božanske osobe.
They're all in the same category of nitya siddha, eternally perfect devotees.
Oni su svi u istoj kategoriji nitya siddha, savršenih bhakta gospodina.
And they come to this world to show us the path of devotional service.
I oni dolaze u ovaj materijalni svijet kako bi nam pokazali put.
How it can be practically applied in our lives.
I kako se to može praktično usvojiti u život.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing here.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur na taj način opisuje tu.
Singing in kirtan, worshipping the deities.
Plešući u kirtanu, obožavajući božanstva.
Taking Krishna prasadam.
Uzimajući Krishna prasadam.
It's a very simple and joyful process.
To je vrlo jednostavan i veseo proces.
And by this process, we attain Krishna.
I ovim procesom mi dostižemo Krishna.
The central activity is chanting the holy names of Krishna.
A centralna aktivnost je pjevanje svetih imena Krishna.
Which is made complete by hearing about Krishna from pure devotees.
Što postaje savršeno kad slušamo o Krishni od čistog bhakte.
It's a very, very, very simple process.
To je vrlo, vrlo jednostavan proces.
But somehow, as conditioned souls, we find it difficult.
Ali ipak na neki način kao uvjetovane duše mi nalazimo da je to vrlo težak proces.
Prabhupada would often say, "What is the difficulty?"
Prabhupada bi često znao reći, gdje je poteškoća?
With a simple dismissal of his hand, we could understand that there's no difficulty whatsoever to practice Krishna consciousness.
Jednostavnim pokretom ruke Srila Prabhupada bi pokazao kako zapravo nema nikakvih poteškoća u svjesnosti Krishna.
Everything but Krishna consciousness is simply meaningless.
Sve osim svjesnosti Krishna je jednostavno beznačajno.
But we are conditioned souls.
Ali mi smo ipak uvjetovane duše.
Struggling with our contaminations.
Borimo se sa svojim nečistoćama.
Means struggling with our insincerity.
Borimo se sa svojom neiskrenošću.
So when we come together, we can ask, how are we going on in our devotional service?
Tako kada se nađemo, možemo pitati jedni druge kako ide duhovni život.
We can help each other.
Možemo pomoći jedni drugima.
We need to make Vaishnava society.
Trebamo stvoriti društvo Vaishnava.
Vaishnava society must be quite different from that of materialistic society.
A društvo Vaishnava mora se bitno razlikovati od društva materialista.
Although in many ways Vaishnavas may perform activities similar to non-devotees, they are in essence quite different to non-devotees.
Iako se može činiti da se aktivnosti u društvu Vaishnava ili u društvu materialista da su slične, u osnovi one će biti veoma različite.
Because like Bhaktivinoda Thakur in many ways was like an ordinary person.
Kao Bhaktivinoda Thakur koji se doimao u mnogo čemu kao obična osoba.
He had a large family.
Imao je veliku obitelj.
Government job.
Posao u vladi.
But his goal of, he was building a house.
Gradio kuću.
But his goal of life and his was quite different to that of materialistic people.
No njegov cilj njegova života se bitno razlikovao od onog koji imaju materialisti.
He wouldn't allow any materialistic talk in his presence.
U svom društvu nikada ne bi dopustio nikakav svjetovni razgovor.
That means when he was at work, he would do his, he would give judgment, this, that, very, he would do it all very quickly.
Kada bi donosio presude, činio je to veoma brzo.
And efficiently also.
I efficiently, učinkovit, veoma učinkovit.
But when he was in his home, or in the society of devotees, then he wouldn't allow any materialistic talk.
No, u svojoj kući ili u društvu Vaishnava nikada ne bi dopustio neku svjetovnu priču ili razgovor.
So, Vaishnava society must be different to that of non-devotees.
Stoga, društvo Vaishnava mora biti drugačije od onog društva Abha.
As a Vaishnava's goal of life is to attain Krishna.
Jer Vaishnava imaju za cilj života dostići Krishna.
It is very different to that of the non-devotees.
I to je veoma različito od onog što imaju abhakte.
The non-devotees don't even have a clear goal of what their life is. They don't even have a really any particular goal.
Abhakte nemaju čak niti jasno definirano šta je cilj njihovog života.
Because they are bahushaka hi anantascha. They have so many things.
Oni imaju toliko stvari na umu.
They're not fixed on any one point.
I nisu usredotočeni ni na jedno od toga.
They are many, many things they are pursuing.
Mnogo, mnogo stvari. Mnogo stvari na koje oni...
They have many, many...
Teže mnogi stvari.
Many diversions. I don't know the word. I don't know what it is in Croatian. So. Anyone know? Diversions, digressions.
Imaju mnogo stvari koje odlače njihovu pažnju.
But although it's not clearly defined, their goal of life is to enjoy. It's not in their own minds clearly defined, but their goal of life is simply to enjoy themselves.
Iako toliko toga postoji u njihovom umu i ništa nije jasno definirano, sve se svodi u konačnome na jedno, a to je da uživaju.
But a devotee knows that this is antithetical to the real purpose of life.
No, bhakte znaju da je to suprotnost pravom smislu i svrsi života.
Real goal of life is to serve Krishna.
Prava svrha života je služiti Krishna.
So with this aim clearly in mind, the devotee remains focused.
I sa ovim ciljem jasnim u svome umu, bhakta ostaje usredotočen.
Vivasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunanda. This you can get translation of. Should know that one.
oni koji oni koji da javaj se
imaš inteligencija usmjerena
ja
ako se nalazi na putu imaš samo jedan cilj
ima jedan cilj ako znaš cilj reći da
oni koji se nalaze na ovom putu imaš samo jedan cilj inteligencija ne
razgleda
So we should be very clear what our goal of life is.
Stoga trebamo biti, trebamo imati jasno koji je naš cilj života.
Our goal of life is to attain Krishna.
Naš cilj je, naš životni cilj je dostići Krishna.
Krishna cannot be attained through any process but pure devotional service.
Krishna se ne može dostići ni jednim drugim procesom nego procesom predanog služenja.
Not by dharma or karma or mundane japa or austerities.
Ne može se dostići karmom, svjetovnom japom ili nekakvim sličnim strogostima.
Not by jnana or yoga or sacrifices or meditation.
Ne može se dostići ni jnanom, jogom, žrtvama, ponudama.
And certainly not by reiki or vastu.
Svakako ne uz pomoć reikija ili vastua.
Which some of the more common diversions which are popular at the present time.
To su sve različiti odstupanja.
Just like you see people like to put these yantras in their homes.
I mogu vidjeti kod mnogo ljudi yantre izložene u njihovim kućama.
Better than yantra, you put a nice picture of Radha and Krishna.
Puno je bolje od yantre staviti finu sliku Radha i Krishna.
That is more auspicious because we'll directly remember Radha and Krishna.
To je daleko povoljnije jer ćemo se moći sjećati Radhe i Krishna.
That's more auspicious than anything.
To je povoljnije od bilo čeg drugog.
Or we can put the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We can write and put on the wall. Paint it nicely or get a poster.
Možemo jednostavno staviti Hare Krishna Maha Mantru, ukrasiti je fino bojama.
Or we can put shlokas on the wall and change them every so often.
Možemo
daily, if you like, meditation of the day.
Možemo po zidovima istaknuti stihove i onda ih svako toliko mijenjati ili čak svaki dan možemo promijeniti.
Atashi Krishna namadi nabhaved grahim indriyai sevam mukhe hiji gado swayam eva spurati adaha. Can anyone give the translation of this?
Ne možemo imena, kvalitete, zavoje Krišne, ne možemo percepirati i razumjeti s materijalnim čulima, ali kad su čula uključena u predano služenje i tako pročišćene, počinje sa jezikom, onda sa tim pročišćenim čulima mi možemo razumjeti Krišnu i osjetiti.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he recommended that we can chant Jap Hare Krishna Maha Mantra looking at this. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said. Maybe he got it from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but and he didn't state that he did. So
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati rekao da možemo kod kuće izvoditi svoju japu gledajući u Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
There are so many wonderful verses in Shastra.
Toliko je mnogo prekrasnih stihova u svetim spisima.
Very valuable for our uplift.
Vrlo korisnih i vrijednih za uzdizanje.
For helping us to understand what is Krishna conscious and what isn't.
Da bi nam pomogli da shvatimo šta je u istinu svjesnost Krishna.
For giving us inspiration.
Da bi nam dali inspiraciju.
For keeping us focused on the goal of life.
Kako bismo bili fokusirani na cilj života.
So this is most auspicious.
To je najpovoljnije.
There are so many quotes from Srila Prabhupada.
Toliko je citata od Srila Prabhupada.
So we can put them up around the house and make it very auspicious.
I možemo ih istaknuti posvuda u svojoj kući i na taj način učiniti atmosferu veoma povoljno.
But there are so many ways we can Krishnaize our lives.
Postoji toliko načina na koje možemo krišnaizirati svoj život.
Keep it focused on Krishna.
Biti fokusirani na Krishna.
Because if we're not focused on Krishna, then we're unfocused, we're fuzzy.
A ako nismo fokusirani na Krishna, onda smo nefokusirani ili unfuzzy.
Fuzzy, anyone knows what that means?
Any other?
Fuzzy means unclear.
Nejasno.
But it's a better word.
Onda nismo fokusirani, nego imamo nešto nejasno u umu.
Fuzzy means... Oh, how to explain it? Yeah, out of focus, I guess that's okay. Maybe you can look at this. That's a good word you can learn. You can look it up and make a note for you. If you remember, you can look it up. That's what material consciousness is like.
Tako
izgleda... There may not be any word in Hrvatski. It's also possible. Any exact translation.
Tako izgleda materijalna svjesnost, a postoji mogućnost isto da na hrvatskom nemamo baš direktno prijevoditi.
There are so many words in Sanskrit and Bengali, they don't really translate into
to što na sanskritu i Bengaliju postoji toliko mnogo riječi, a jednostavno za njih nemamo doslovan prijevod na drugi jezik.
But anyway, chant Hare Krishna.
No, u svakom slučaju, pjevajte Hare Krishna.
Krishna understands Hrvatski also.
Krishna razumije i Hrvatski.
So if we pray to him, oh Krishna, I'm spoiling my life. Please pick me up from this ocean of death.
I ako se molimo Krishni, oh Krishna, protratio sam svoj život, molim te, izbavi me iz ove situacije, iz smrti.
Place me in the dust of your lotus feet.
Postavi me, molim te, u prašinu na tvojih lotusovih stopa.
So if we pray with sincerity, Krishna will hear whichever language we say.
I ako se iskreno molimo, Krishna će to razumjeti.
So, what I asked at the beginning of the class, how is your devotional service going on?
Kako ide vaše predano služenje?
You're chanting Maha Mantra on beads daily?
Da li svi pijate Hare Krishna Maha Mantra na brojanici svaki dan?
You're studying Prabhupada's books.
Da li svi studirate Srila Prabhupadove knjige?
Following the principles.
Slijedite regulativne principe.
Focusing your life clearly on Krishna.
Fokusirate svoj život jasno na Krishnu.
Feeling the happiness of devotional service.
Osjećate zadovoljstvo predanog služenja.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Yes, I. Just getting ready. Precious soul.
Dragocjena duša.
Have to look after these children.
Moramo se briniti za ovu djecu. Oni su poslani od Krishna.
In this miserable Kali Yuga.
Ovoj bijednoj Kali Yugi.
The association of devotees is so valuable.
Druženje sa Vaishnavama je tako vrijedno.
In Satya Yuga, people, their mind was so steady, they'd go off alone and do meditation for so many years.
U Satya Yugi ljudi su imali tako postojan um da bi mogli otići negdje na osamu i bez uznemirenja meditirati jako
But Sange Shakti Kalo Yuga, and we get strengthened devotional service in Kali Yuga by coming together.
No, u dobu Kali, mi dobivamo snagu za prakticiranje duhovnog života tako što se družimo među sobom.
Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Da li ima nekih pitanja?
comments,
komentara,
protests,
neki protest.
Anything?
Bilo šta.
What's some realization you're having?
Da li imate kakve realizacije?
Come on, you tell me something.
I can just repeat what I said today to Vasudev. There is a better days in our lives when somehow we get or some mercy or we are more focused. And we feel some inner strength and great inspiration in spiritual life. And when we go out like that, or to do some preaching work, or to do work among non-devotees or whatever, then that our inner strength or inner state is somehow transferring to that people, and they start to they can't resist, they're not possible to refuse, they just hear what we are saying. And for myself, sometimes I'm very inspiring to say that people something, not very directly about Krishna, but maybe also directly, but in some light way. And they accept that with great appreciation, and that's nice.
Good. Say it in Croatian. Repeat.
Pa rekao sam o tome da ponekad imamo boljih i loših dana u životu, ali recimo onako kad imamo neki bolji dan u duhovnom životu i onda kad se iznutra osjećamo onako puni, imamo tu neku snagu i onako kad nas svjesnost Krišne nadahnjuje i kad smo onako lepršavi u duhovnom životu i onda kad odemo takvi među ljude, bez obzira da li idemo vani da propovijedamo ili idemo raditi svoj regularni posao, i na neki način pokušamo prenijeti to raspoloženje na te ljude, te osobe, jednostavno oni to ne mogu odbiti. Na neki način to prelazi u njih i onda jednostavno možemo i nešto reći o Krišni, možda ne toliko direktno, nego na jedan lakši način, ali jednostavno oni to prihvaćaju, ne mogu se tome oduprijeti.
One important point is that we should maintain the principles of Krishna consciousness strictly.
Jedna važna poanta je da se trebamo držati načela svjesnosti Krishne striktno.
There are many devotees who follow the principles just about. They're just, you know, on the borderline, or maybe sometimes go a little bit under also.
Postoje mnogi bhakte koji drže svoje principe negdje na razini, možda malo iznad, a ponekad možda i malo ispod.
But if we understand that the goal of life is Krishna, then we should act in such a manner that Krishna will be pleased.
No, ako uistinu shvaćamo da je naš cilj Krishna, onda ćemo mi djelovati.
And not invite contamination into our lives.
I nećemo izazivati nečistoće u svom životu.
For instance, we might think, well, eating chocolate is okay, it's also vegetarian.
Možemo na primjer reći da je jedenje čokolade okay, to je vegetarijanstvo.
But Prabhupada didn't think it was okay.
Ali Prabhupada se nije slagao sa tim da je to dobro.
So, or we may think that playing sports, that's also okay.
Možemo isto tako misliti da je playing or watching.
Playing or watching.
Playing, gledati ili
voliti. And playing is a more extreme condition, isn't it?
gledati nekakve sportove.
Included.
sportove, igrati sportove svjesno Krišne.
But Prabhupada didn't think it was okay.
Ali Prabhupada nije smatrao da je to u redu.
So, better to stick to the better standard.
Stoga je bolje ostati pri boljem standardu.
That will help us to advance.
To će nam pomoći da napredujemo.
Otherwise, our advancement will be stunted. You know what that word means? It means
stunted. Da li neko zna? Usporen. Možda. Do you have any other?
I'm just thinking of a synonym.
Like frozen?
Something like that, yeah.
Da, naš duhovni život će biti...
Adversely affected. That's a broad term. Anyway, you get the idea. It doesn't mean that our advancement will go very quickly.
No, to ne znači da će naš napredak ići veoma brzo.
Just the opposite.
Nasuprot tome.
All right then.
U redu onda.
Anything else?
Još nešto.